This is Julie Hewitt, the chair of the Pacifica National Board, calling to order the meeting, the National Board, the regular meeting for Thursday, November 16th, 2023. It is 8:38 p.m. on the East Coast. I think our secretary has not yet joined us, and so I will start off by taking the roll. And I won't be anywhere near as good at it as Nancy is, but here we go. Teresa Allen. Adriana Casanave.
Present.
Thank you. Jim Dingman.
Here.
Thank you. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
I'm here.
Thank you. Fred Dodsworth.
I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you. Bill Foster.
Here.
Thank you. Sue Goodwin wrote to me and told me she would be late at best. Heather Gray.
Here.
Thank you. Donna Grimes. Julie Hewitt. I am here. Avelia Jones.
I'm here.
Thank you. Ali Lexa. All right. Marianne Martinez.
Here.
Thank you. James McFadden.
I'm here.
Ah, got it. So you're not really very late. Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Thank you. Sean Rhodes.
Hi, I'm here.
Thank you. Jim Sagerton.
Here.
Thank you. Sharon Salam. All right. Aki Tanaka.
I'm here.
Thank you, Aki. Beth Von Gutten.
Here.
Thank you. And Egberto Willis. All right, let me cycle back through. Teresa Allen. Sue Goodwin. Oh, I already said Sue Goodwin would be late. Donna Grimes. Ali Lexa. Sharon Salam.
I'm here, present.
Oh, got you, Ali. Thank you.
Yeah.
And Sharon Salam. All right. Those folks may, some of them may join us later. If people happen to notice, please, oh, Nancy, I just finished taking the roll. I can tell you who's not here so far, which is Teresa Allen, Sue Goodwin, Donna Grimes, and Sharon Salam. Oh, and Egberto Willis. And everybody else, director-wise, is present. Let me keep going. Stephanie Wells.
Here.
Thank you. Arthur Schwartz. I didn't expect him on right away. And Nancy Sorden.
Muted. You're muted.
She's working on it. She's working on it.
Right.
There you go.
Got it. Okay. I'm here. Thank you.
All right. And Teresa, is that you who just rejoined us?
That is correct. Thank you very much for your patience.
All right. Thanks for coming back. Okay. So Teresa is here after all. Okay. So, with the roll call, the next item up on the agenda is the report out from the executive session of November 2nd. And that report out is the PMB met in closed session to hear a confidential real estate report from the executive director. So the next item up is excused absences. And as I said, I heard from Sue Goodwin in advance. I believe that's the only person out of those not present who I heard from. although as is often the case, I think what happens is when we call the roll, not everybody's here. We go ahead and excuse absences. Sometimes we talk about it, but in the end, many of the people wind up, the reason they didn't write to say that they needed an excused absence is because they didn't need an excused absence. They were just a few minutes late. So I would entertain a motion regarding excused absences.
So moved.
Thank you, Fred. Is there a second?
Yes, second.
Thank you. Rocky, any discussion?
Somebody has joined the meeting right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that. So
I got off my cell and I got off my cell and came in on my landline. Thank you.
Gotcha. Thank you, Teresa. And I need to rename.
This is James, Chair. I also just entered on the phone using Zoom for visuals, so I don't have that noise problem.
Gotcha. Thank you. Appreciate that. So you're also renamed. Okay. So I believe where we were was I had asked if there was any discussion about excusing the absences of those not present, and I hadn't heard anything. Are there any objections to excusing the absences of those not present? Hearing no objection, we'll consider those absences excused, which takes us on to the next item on the agenda, which is identifying timekeepers. Sagerton, I'm going to mute that line. I need someone willing to keep track of people.
I'll do that.
That was McFadden. Thank you. And someone ready and willing to time items?
Adriana.
Thank you, Adriana. All right. So then we have agenda approval for the open portion of the agenda. Now let me run through the rest of the open agenda for rather quickly. So we have next up, we have approving minutes of open sessions. Item four is a motion from the KPFT LSB on condemning the violence in Gaza and Israel. Item five is a motion from the Personnel Committee. Item six is an ED report and Q&A for 20 minutes. Item seven is the General Counsel report and Q&A for 10 minutes, although I don't honestly know whether Arthur planned to give a report in open session or not. Item eight is a report from the Ad Hoc Investigative Committee. For that, Beth von Gutten sent an email just a little bit ago. And then item nine is unfinished business. We have a little pile of motions that we could deal with there. Item 10 is new business. And then 11 is a motion to move into executive session at a time certain of 10:45. And at least when I sat down and roughed it out at one point, that was approximately correct timing wise. So I'll move the agenda. Can I get a second?
So moved.
Thank you, Fred. Any discussion of the agenda?
Chair, this is Sean. I have two questions.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Under item nine.
Yep.
It says 30 minutes, 10 minutes each, but there are four things there.
Yeah.
I think one of them should not be there because it's now coming under the report from the Ad Hoc Investigative Committee. So remove that, which would be C. Item motion from Beth Van Gutten, and that would make it straight, 30 minutes.
Yes, that would exactly be correct. Thank
Madam
you.
Chair, Adriana.
Adriana, go ahead. Hang on. Sean, did you have two questions? No, one second.
Yeah, from the committee. Approved by the committee.
No, Adriana, we're not discussing it now. Hang on.
No, but
Sean had two questions, so I'd recognized him and I cut him off. Go ahead, Sean, your second question.
Okay. I don't see any committee reports on this agenda. Was that intentional or a mistake?
No, it was intentional. We always do committee reports for the first meeting of the month, and this is the second meeting of the month. So,
would it be possible to put an agenda item about elections committee? I have a question for the chair for 5 minutes.
I mean, you can make a motion to amend the agenda, right? I mean,
yes.
I can say sure, but it's not up to me. It's up to the body at this point. So you've made a motion to amend the agenda to strike 9C.
No. Well, yeah, that's one. But the other item was the add under 8A, make it elections committee update, 5 minutes.
Okay. Okay. Well, hang on. Let's do these as two separate motions to amend. Sorry. Sean seeks a second for his motion to amend to remove item 9C because it's
Beth
captured.
Second.
Thank you, Beth. Any discussion of the motion to remove 9C? Hearing none, are there any objections to removing item 9C? Hearing no objections, we'll remove item 9C. We'll consider the agenda amended. And then Sean's second motion is to put in a brief item on for elections committee for 5 minutes after the report from the ad hoc investigative committee.
I second it.
Thank you, Dingaman. Any discussion of that particular motion to amend the agenda? Hearing none, any objections to that motion to amend the agenda? Hearing none, we'll consider the agenda amended.
Beth seeks recognition.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, I would like to, I move to amend the agenda to move the report from the ad hoc investigative committee up after the motion from the personnel committee, so along with the other committee item on the agenda, because this is a time-sensitive matter and it's important that we get to it yet today. And I don't want to let the length of the meeting preclude the possibility of dealing with this yet today. And for the record, I have now sent both a copy of the report and the motion from the committee as a whole. So everyone should have that at the top of their email pile. Now I copied the secretary also. So my motion is to move item number 8 up to immediately following the motion from the personnel committee. So it would become item number 6.
Vanessa, second.
Hang on. You can't just, okay. Thank you, Dingman. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to point out that the B and D are basically also time sensitive. We actually are talking about the modification of the underwriting motion, which essentially is authorized to November of this month. And a number of states have raised tens of thousands of dollars. So I just make sure that that doesn't get bumped off this meeting today. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. And so actually, really technically, Beth's motion is to move just lost it. Madam, eight up to be after five. So we have to confine our discussion to that. So, although I guess the point Dingaman was making was, vaguely related to running out of time. Okay. So I see a stack. Aki?
Sure. This is not to do with the current agenda, but I just want to give a notice to the PNB that at the next or at the subsequent PNB meeting, I will move to rescind the motion adopted by the PNB on May 18th, 2023 regarding changes in the central service fee formula that was passed by the National Finance Committee in April of 2022. So just giving a notice that I'll have a motion at the next meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Other discussion of Beth's motion? I see McFadden's hand. Go ahead.
Yeah. I didn't get an agenda or any other documentation. I'm not sure why, but if somebody on the board can just forward it to my person, you know, my email address, not necessarily the whole board, I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. If someone would be willing to do that, that would be superb. It's hard to both run the meeting and send email to people at the same time. Beth, your hand's up next.
Thank you. Yes. I wanted to identify the time-sensitive nature of this ad hoc committee, investigative committee report and motion, in that this coming Sunday is the KPFK-recognized LSB meeting. It's the last regular meeting of this year, and it would behoove us to deal with the issue of the roster before that meeting. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Madam Chair.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Dingaman. I don't want the underwriting thing to get swept under the rug, because we actually have serious money at stake in this issue, and I don't want it to be jeopardized. Thank you.
Yep, you bet. Well, I mean, I think to that point, Dingaman, it's going to be incumbent on people to, be judicious in use of group time as we cover the other items on the agenda. Any objection?
A timekeeper with a question?
Go ahead, Adriana.
How long do we have for agenda approval? Because it's...
it says five minutes on the agenda. I'm sorry, I didn't say it out loud.
Yeah, I think that we are already at, let's see, we are almost at 11 minutes since we start with the agenda approval.
All right. I don't need to know how many minutes. I just need to. Are there any objections to Beth's motion to?
I object.
I object.
Okay. Perhaps we should go to a roll call vote, Nancy.
Okay. Okay, one second.
So a yes means you favor moving item 8 up on the agenda, and a vote no means you don't. You would leave it where it is.
Teresa Allen? Adriana Casanave?
Pass.
Casanave passes. Dingaman? James Dingaman, sorry.
Yes.
Dingaman votes yes, thank you. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
Yes.
Dixon-Briggs votes yes, thank you. Fred Dodsworth?
No.
Fred Dodsworth votes no, thank you. William Foster?
Pass.
Foster passes. Thank you. Sue Goodwin. Maybe she's not here yet. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Gray votes yes. Thank you. Donna Grimes. Not here yet. Avalia Jones. Alexa. I'll come back to Avalia Jones. Alexa?
No.
Alexa votes no. Marianne Martinez?
No.
Martinez votes no. Thank you. James McFadden?
Yes.
McFadden votes yes. Thank you. Darlene Pagano?
No.
Pagano votes no. Thank you. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Rhodes votes yes. Thank you. James Sexton? Can't hear you. James Sagerton? I'll come back to you. Sharon Salam?
Pass.
Salam passes. Aki Tanaka?
No.
Tanaka votes no. Thank you. Elizabeth Von Gunten?
Yes.
Von Gunten votes yes. Egberto Willis? No. Teresa Allen, couldn't hear you. Still can't hear you. Adriana Casanave, you pass.
I'm sorry. Allen says no.
Allen says no, votes no. Adriana Casanave?
Say yes.
Casanave votes yes. William Foster, you had passed.
Yes.
Foster votes yes. Sue Goodwin, are you here yet? Donna Grimes. Avalia Jones.
No.
Jones votes no. Thank you. James Sagerton. Can't hear you. I heard you earlier tonight.
James, both of your audios are muted, both of them.
Sharon Salam, you pass?
Yes.
Thank you. James Sagerton, trying again.
He's still muted.
Huh. Okay. All right. So, let's see. 9 yes, 7 no. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll abstain.
Thank you.
So the motion is the motion passes and the agenda is amended. And we're at time on this item. Are there any objections to approving the agenda as amended? Hearing none, we'll consider the agenda as amended approved. That takes us on to next item, which is 5 minutes, and that's approving minutes of open sessions. And Nancy sent some minutes out earlier. The dates, I would have to be able to pull up my email quickly to be able to answer that question for you, but
October 19th and November 2nd.
Madam Chair.
Yeah.
I move to approve all those minutes.
Thank you, Gingaman.
Heather, I'll second.
Thank you, Heather. Sagerton, I see your hand. Go ahead. You are apparently having audio problems, Sagerton.
Julie, this is Heather. I just tried to call Jim. I couldn't reach him, so I don't know. Oh, there's a note from him.
I'm muted, it's not by
that
me.
He's muted, not by him.
Well, at one point I muted your line because there was a lot of noise coming from it, but I'm not sure which one I muted. And
Chair, you muted the one that is not his phone.
You muted the one. I can't unmute someone. I can ask someone to unmute, but I can't unmute. So, okay. So this is the reason why we do this. The point is that, you, sorry. All right. Beth has her hand up. Go ahead, Beth.
Yes, I would like to suggest that Mr. Sagerton hang up and dial in again to open a new line that is not muted. I know it'll take a moment. Thank you.
Got it. Thanks. Where we are is on discussion of minutes. Does anybody have any corrections to make or suggest to the minutes? I'm hearing no suggestions. Are there any objections to approving the minutes of October 19th. Hearing no objections, we'll consider them approved. Are there any objections to approving the minutes of November 2nd? Hearing no objections, we'll also consider those minutes approved. Thank you, Nancy. That takes us to the next item on the agenda, which is item 4, a 15-minute item, and this is the motion from the KPFT LSB condemning violence in Gaza and Israel. And that motion is in the appendix. Adriana, would you like to read it?
Yes, give me a second to go there. I'm sorry.
Just pasted it in the chat, if that helps.
Yes. Yes. Did you put it in the chat?
Yep.
Yes. That will help. Okay. Let me see. Okay. Oh, let me go there and read it from there. Whereas we Pacifican condemn any type of violence and cannot remain silent in the face of the horrifying events in Israel and Gaza, and whereas, as Mahatma Gandhi said, an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. Therefore, be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board of Directors vehemently condemns the tragic loss. I'm sorry, but something happened and it's jumping. Somebody wrote something else. Condemn the tragic loss of hundreds of innocent lives in Israel and the equally tragic loss of thousands of innocent lives in Gaza, and makes an urgent call to all the political actors demanding immediately stop this senseless carnage. Thank you.
Thanks.
And
this
like
is
I
a
said, that was approved that unanimously by the KPFT LSB.
Yes, so we don't need a second because this is a motion that comes out of a committee.
500 years ago, a little while back, we were clearing up these bookshelves. I noticed that the wall behind was actually homo.
Yeah, thank you. Dingaman, I see your hand.
Yeah, I moved to second this motion, but I'd like to add a supplement.
Finished saying that we don't need a second because it's
fine.
A motion from a committee.
Then I'm putting in a motion to supplement this, and I'll read it out and I ask for a second. The supplement to this is the Pacifica National Board seeks to craft and air several days of must-carry national programming to explore, educate, and facilitate critical thinking about the nature and causes of conflict in the Middle East. This will be organized and led by the PNB Program Committee in collaboration with the network and affiliates. This will be implemented immediately. That's my supplement to this motion. I seek a second.
This is Heather, I'll second.
Thank you. I don't know if technically we should use the word supplement, but to say you want to amend the motion to add a resolving clause, that is what you just read. Supplement might confuse people. Thank you, Heather. Discussion now on the motion to amend.
I'd like to motivate it.
Go ahead,
putting my hand up, Madam Chair, but I don't know what's happening. Can you put my hand up? Thank you.
Yeah, I got you, Adriana. Go ahead. Go ahead, Dingaman, and I got you.
Well, let's keep in mind this terrible conflict's been going on now since October 7th. And I'll just give you a brief, also for the audience. If this had occurred in the United States, the amount of dead in terms of Israel would be 40,000 dead. In the case of Palestine, it would be 340,000 Americans dead. So each number we know what happened when 3,000 or almost 3,000 were killed on 9/11. So this conflict requires tremendous attention. It is, as far as I'm concerned, a situation, as I mentioned a month ago, where there's a lot going on to stations already. I'm well aware of it. But this is a situation that allows us to break out of our relative isolation from the national discourse and take advantage of these situations, which we unfortunately have been avoiding to confront as a network. And here's something on a silver platter, unfortunately delivered to us, that is written that Pacifica should take the lead on and lead as a network in the country world. Thank you.
Adriana, I'll have you after Vanessa. And so next up is Sagerton, who I hope has audio that works now. Yes.
Can you hear me now, Tim?
Yes, sir.
Wonderful. I just want to say I understand everybody who gets so frustrated when the technology doesn't work right and they think they're being sabotaged and everything else. It's very difficult to cope with. But I don't think anybody did that on purpose. It was just a technical thing. So, yeah, I support this motion from Dingman. That's all I want to say.
Thanks. Vanessa, you're up.
So I support the concept of the amendment 1,000%. I did before when Dingman raised it before. I don't remember what happened so that it didn't pass. However, I am concerned about adding it on to the resolution. The resolution is the resolution. Separate and apart, the PNB is making a statement, and the amendment is saying we want to take an internal action. And I'd rather vote on the amendment separately. I support it, but I just don't think it belongs with the resolution.
Thanks. Vanessa, I think, okay, I'm not the world's greatest Robert's Rules expert, but I think this is like basically, perhaps Vanessa, you were making a motion to separate the two. If you got a second and it passed, then that means we would vote on them individually.
Okay,
and if you got a second and it didn't pass, then we would vote on the whole ball of wax together.
Okay, that is what I am doing. Thank you for clarifying. I am making that motion to separate.
Second. Okay, we got a bunch of seconds. Was that Sharon that I heard first?
Yes.
Thank you, Sharon. Appreciate that. Okay, so.
Point of order, sir.
Yes.
It's my understanding of motions to separate is that it doesn't require a vote. If any member moves to separate an item containing separable items, is automatically separated.
Really?
Okay. So let me just, I don't want to totally run afoul, but I also don't know what the correct answer is. So let me just seek information, which is there anyone who objects to separating them? All right. Since I didn't hear anyone object to separating them, then what we should do is take the two motions in turn. And so the motion from the KPFT LSB, came first. So, let's go back to, first any, and remember we now have 15 minutes for both of these items. So Adriana, I had you after, Vanessa. So, and I assume that when I had you with your hand up that it was.
Yes.
Was it on your motion? I mean, the KPFT yes. motion, or was it on Diggins? Yes. Go ahead. Well,
yeah. Basically, I agree. This motion is nothing. We cannot remain silent. We need to approve this motion. And on the other side, we agree originally with Gene Digman. He can remember that when they was watered down previously, his motion. I agree with him. I vote with him, and I agree with his motion. But this obviously are two different things. We need to pass this motion like the party approved, and it's nothing. We cannot keep waiting for this, and we cannot keep wasting time. I hope that we approve this motion unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you. Sagerton, did you have your hand up separately from the point you were trying to make about separating the motions? Is that a legacy hand, in other words?
No, it was not a legacy hand.
Then I recognize you. Now.
No, I'm going to pass.
Okay. Fred. You're muted.
Sorry. Now that the motion's been separated, is this the part that dictates to the various stations that we're going to do programming, or is this a separate, just general, kind of general statement that we disapprove of what's happening?
No. So the first, we're going to vote on the KPFT motion, which is the, you know, basically the statement of condemning violence and.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. That's what I wanted to know. Cause I do recall the 60s. I was there. And, in the 60s, a lot of these wonderful things that KPFA did back in the 60s, happened organically at the station. And I'm not clear about what our role is as PNB members in terms of dictating programming. I thought that was verboten. And, if I'm wrong on that, please correct me. But we've been told numerous times that we don't have a voice other than suggesting that we would like to see some changes. We don't have any voice in actually dictating such changes as the network might consider. Thank you.
Got it.
Sharon to the staff.
Sharon, you'll be after Heather. Go ahead, Dingaman.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the resolution from KPFT, and I just wanted to introduce a friendly addition to it. That's at the end of this. Makes an urgent call to the political actors demanding to immediately stop this senseless carnage with an immediate ceasefire. I guess in a way the language implies a ceasefire. But that's been the issue hanging up all the UN resolutions that have been debated for the past month. So I was wondering if Adriana, I just suggest that as a modification with stop this senseless carnage with an immediate ceasefire, because that's really in line with, frankly, the entire world at this point. I don't know if people saw the motion that was passed today with Malta introducing it to the United Nations, but the ceasefire is the key thing. So I don't want to make a big deal out of this, but I just wanted to offer that as a friendly addition to the language.
I'd like to second that.
Thank you, McFadden. So I heard Dingaman's amendment to be basically to add to the end with an immediate ceasefire.
Yes, correct. Thank you.
Okay, gotcha. Heather, you're up.
I just want to mention that here as chair of the programming committee, I've already talked with Jim Dingman and as well as Sue Goodman. Goodman, we talked about hopefully planning to do a national Pacifica program about this war. So we'll have a meeting about that, but I just wanted to share that with everyone. We are talking about doing that and planning something along that line, which I think should be done, absolutely. So anyway, we'll figure it out. If anybody has any ideas along that line, please send your ideas to me. I think you'll have my email somewhere in the notes that go out. I'd love to hear from anyone and everyone about this. Thank you, Julie.
Yeah. Sharon, you're up.
I just want to mention that, you know, there is a lot of pushback from the government and from Israel as well, with people who are in opposition to their agenda. And I wanted people to be clear on pushing this forward and taking a stand in this way, that it may affect you financially. You don't know what's going to happen. Even though I do feel that something needs to be said, but as long as people know that there might be pushback on it, I have no problem.
Thanks, Sharon. Fred.
I'd like to support and emphasize what Sharon said. I have been adamantly opposed to what has happened in the Middle East, and I have called for a ceasefire. I use Facebook as one of my places. I have lost numerous friends over this issue. This is an issue that unfortunately seems to really strongly divide certain people. Some people are extremely pro-Israel, and some people are suggesting that maybe the Gaza has a right to be in Palestine, in that part of the world. I would like to remind everybody that at this stage of the game, we're approaching 5,000 murdered children. Children are not enemy combatants. That we are over 11,000 murdered Gazans. And I use the word murdered deliberately and carefully. They are not, by the way, members of Hamas. They are overwhelmingly female. And this is horrific. And I would love that the Pacifica Network was actually successful enough and was listened to and heard by enough people so that these kind of statements could make a difference. But unfortunately, we've squandered what we once had. And I fear that this is going to be simply a puff in the wind that will have no impact whatsoever. But I will I support you guys doing this.
Point of information, Chair.
You gave us 15 minutes and we have the 15 minutes. People can keep talking, but we need to add minutes.
No. So, okay. And I'm just going to remind people that, we can talk and talk. And if we're not, you know, the question is, are we effectively saying anything that's going to change how people vote on this? Right. No. And so that's the point at which, you know, why are we talking? We should be taking action and voting perhaps.
Be taking action and marching in the streets.
Well, yes, which would be even better.
I'd like a chance to give my opinion.
So Marianne, we can't keep going with discussion unless I get a motion to extend.
Motion to extend.
For 30 minutes.
To exhaust the stack.
Okay, so exhausting the stack would include
Marianne.
Sagerton, Vanessa, Marianne, Dingaman, and Adriana.
I'd like my point of information, Chair, because I might be on that stack.
Okay, go ahead. What's your point of information, Darlene?
exactly what are we talking about? Are we actually addressing the motion from KPFT, or were we?
That's what we're supposed to be doing right now. We're not on Dingaman's, motion yet.
I thought we were on the amendment. Yes.
The amendment to add those words about. Sorry.
It's on the KPFT. Yes, but that's an amendment to the KPFT LSB motion. Yeah, that's correct. We're on that amendment.
I'd like the opportunity to raise my hand.
Okay. So then the stack includes, Marianne's motion to exhaust the stack would include Sagerton, Vanessa, Dingaman, Adriana, Marianne, and Darlene. Is there a second to Marianne's motion?
Second.
Thank you. Are there any objections to the motion? Hearing none, that's what we'll do. Okay, so Sagerton first.
Point of information real quick. How much time for each of these people? 2 minutes, or are we cutting it?
No, 90 seconds. 90 seconds.
Okay, thanks.
Sagerton?
Yeah, you know, sometimes issues just become so huge you can't avoid them. And this, I think, has become one of them, of course. And it's in our bylaws. I think it's the purposes of our foundation to help bring understanding to the causes of conflict and other similar thoughts. So I think this is right in with the correct purposes per the bylaws of our foundation. And yeah, it might cost us some support. You know, we kind of went through that once already when we started sharing a viewpoint of the Palestinian side and the general issues there. And finally, I just want to, we paid that price once and we can pay it again if we have to. But just finally, I want to say that it's my understanding that there have been 40, maybe 50 reporters killed in the conflict. At some point, we might want to bring water to us as a media organization. Not now, though. And I support this motion.
Thank you. Thank you. Vanessa, you're next.
Okay, so I do and I don't. I do because it makes sense. But the wording that's already in the motion says to stop this senseless carnage. It sounds almost a little anticlimactic to then say, let's do a ceasefire. But having said that, that is the rhetoric that is being used by most people. So maybe that's more recognizable. So I only have that concern. I won't vote against it, but it's just anticlimactic.
Thanks, Vanessa. Next is, Dingaman.
Yeah. I hear people on the issue of taking a stand on this. And the possible consequences. I'll get to that when we get to the supplement motion. The thing that is different about this is we're not making the mistake that was committed at Harvard, Columbia, Stanford, all these other places, because they basically did not condemn the killing on October 7th, and we are. And I think that's very important. That's a distinction that's in this motion. That's a good aspect of it, because we're condemning the slaughter, period. Of everybody. This whole thing shouldn't be happening. It should have been politically resolved a long time ago. And I hear you, Vanessa, on the ceasefire issue. And, you know, I'm putting that in there is following all the different motions at the UN. All of them include ceasefire. And that's something that the international community overwhelmingly is in favor of, aside from the United States and Israel and I think one or two other powers. But that's been the way it's been going on at the Security Council for the past month. So that's why I think that's important to put in. Thank you.
Thanks. Adriana?
Basically, I agree with what Chef Vanessa said. I think that is very clear in the motion, the way that came from KPFT. This is a stop immediately, this senseless carnage. I understand that we want to put, the ceasefire because it's common language. I understand that. But I personally think that it's not necessarily, but I will not vote against that. for that reason. But I think that the motion is very clear, and will the way that that goes, and that will separate us for everything that we heard till now. We are so balanced. We are talking exactly about the issue that we Pacifican is in our mission. I think that the ceasefire is unnecessary, but that's okay. I will do whatever the party wants to do. Thank you.
Marianne.
Thank you. I feel that as a representative of the Pacifica National Board, one of my duties is to represent my local station. And our station crafted that particular motion the way that they did and voted for it the way that it is. And to modify or change it in any way, I feel somewhat is like not being, you know, appropriate to their intent. So I really feel that it should be left as is. And even though the rest of the stuff is probably accurate, maybe something else could be crafted later, but I really feel that it should be left alone because it represents the intent of our local station board, which is what we're supposed to be approving, not any modifications or changes to that. You know, I mean, that's just the way I feel about it. That's all.
Thanks, Marianne. Darlene?
Yeah, here goes. I'm opposed to putting this statement out before we actually do anything. I did go over our mission statement, and nowhere in our mission statement says you could say something and that will satisfy the mission. It doesn't say that. It says what we will do. We have a superpower of being broadcasters. We may be a much smaller broadcasting system than we ever were, but that's still an option that almost nobody else has. We need to do, not say. And also I told in another session, I don't know if anybody remembers, what several political businesses, nonprofits that I was involved in, what happened when the call for statements were made. It's like everybody wanted to be the one that made the most vociferous statement. But what the hell were they doing? What were they doing? And that I made this same argument then. We have a physical space. We have a presence. We have, this is what I'm talking about, my past. And that is what we use to make our statements. That is what we do to further the causes we are interested in. That's where we put our name on the line. Not just saying. Happy to have this statement come out with the list for all the stations of all the programs that we recommend people listen to. Do before you think the most important thing is to say.
Darlene. Okay. So, we have a motion to amend on the floor, and that was to add with an immediate ceasefire. And so now I'm going to ask if there are any objections to the motion to amend.
I object.
All right.
That's true.
Yep. We should go to a roll call vote on this, Nancy. Thank you.
You're muted, Nancy.
I'm not aware.
He's working on it. We still can't hear you, Nancy.
Sorry. I heard Adriana say she was muted. She was talking about me. Sorry.
Yep. Sorry.
Teresa Allen. Can't hear you. Adriana Cassidy.
Point of personal privilege, Chair. Could someone say what the yes and the no is?
Yes. Yes means you're in favor of, I think it's Dingaman's motion that is to add with an immediate ceasefire to the end of the language that KPFT had crafted. So yes means add it. No means don't. No does not mean you're opposed to the overall motion.
Teresa Allen.
Allen says pass.
Allen passes. Thank you. Adriana Cassanay.
Pass.
Cassanay passes. Thank you. James Dingaman.
Yes.
Dingaman votes yes. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs.
Abstain.
Dixon-Briggs abstains. Fred Dodsworth.
Abstains.
Dodsworth abstains. William Foster?
Yes.
Foster votes yes. Thank you. Sue Goodwin? Heather Gray?
Yes.
Gray votes yes. Thank you. Donna Grimes?
Yes.
Votes yes. I'll mark you present. Avalia Jones?
No.
Jones votes no. Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Lexa votes yes. Marianne Martinez?
No.
Martinez votes no. James McFadden?
Yes.
McFadden votes yes. Darlene Pagano?
Abstain.
Gano abstains. Thank you. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Rhodes votes yes. Thank you. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Sagerton votes yes. Thank you. Sharon Salam.
No.
Salam votes no. Thank you. Aki Tanaka.
Abstain.
Tanaka abstains. Thank you. Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Yes.
Van Gunten votes yes. Thank you. Egberto Willis. Teresa Allen, you passed.
Allen, this is an amendment, correct?
Correct.
I say no to the amendment.
Allen votes no. Adriana Casanave, you passed.
I'm abstaining.
Casanave abstains. Okay.
Fred Dodsworth changes his vote to no.
Okay. Dodsworth votes no. Sue Goodwin. Egberto Willis. Okay, there's 9 yes, 5 no, 4 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll abstain.
Hewitt abstains. Thank you. Let's see. 9.
So the amendment passes. Right?
9 yes, 5 no.
Okay. Okay. So, that makes, that means we're at the point of voting on the main motion, which has now been amended to add with an immediate ceasefire. Time is up on this item. So let me see if we can just go to a vote. Are there any objections to the motion as amended?
Julie, is it possible to read the motion just one more time? Is that possible?
Oh, sure. Sure. I can do that. Whereas we Pacificans condemn any type of violence and cannot remain silent in the face of the horrifying events in Israel and Gaza. And whereas, as Mahatma Gandhi said, an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. Therefore, be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board of Directors vehemently condemns the tragic loss of hundreds of innocent lives in Israel and the equally tragic loss of thousands of innocent lives in Gaza and makes an urgent call to all the political actors demanding to immediately stop this ceaseless carnage and with an immediate ceasefire. Okay, so.
Oh, are you asking for objections?
So now I'm asking, are there any objections to the motion?
I object to the motion.
All right.
I object as well.
Nancy, let's take a roll call.
Okay. Teresa Allen?
Allen passes. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you. Yes.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Sorry, could you repeat your vote?
I say pass. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you. Oh, excuse me. Adriana Casanave?
Yes.
Casanave, yes. James Dingman?
Yes.
Dingman, yes. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
Yes.
Dixon-Briggs, yes. Fred Dodsworth?
Pass.
Dodsworth passes. Thank you. William Foster?
Yes.
Foster, yes. Thank you. Sue Goodwin? Heather Gray?
Yes.
Gray votes yes. Donna Grimes? Donna, you're muted. I'll come back to you. Avelia Jones?
Pass.
Passes. Ali Lexa?
Abstain.
Lexa abstains. Marianne Martinez. Marianne, I cannot hear you.
Sorry. Pass.
Pass. Martinez passes. James McFadden?
Yes.
McFadden votes yes. Thank you. Darlene Pagano?
With all respect to the folks from KPF, I vote no.
Gano votes no. Thank you. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Rhodes votes yes. Thank you. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Sagerton votes yes. Thank you. Sharon Salam? Can't hear you. I'll come back to you. Aki Tanaka?
I abstain.
Tanaka abstains. Thank you. Elizabeth Van Gunten?
Yes.
Van Gunten votes yes. Thank you. Egberto Willis? Teresa Allen, you passed.
Allen says abstain.
Allen abstains. Fred Dodsworth, you passed.
What is the vote currently?
The main motion as amended?
Correct.
Are you asking for the vote count?
Yes.
Oh, the vote count so far? 9 yes, 1 no, 3 abstentions.
I'm going to abstain.
Dodsworth abstains. Thank you. Sue Goodwin? Donna Grimes. Donna cannot hear. I cannot hear you. Avelia Jones, you passed.
Yes, I abstain.
Jones abstains. Marianne Martinez, you passed.
No.
Martinez votes no. Thank you. Sharon Salam? I cannot hear you. Egberto Willis? Okay. So far the vote is 9 yes, 2 no, 5 abstentions. All right. And Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll vote yes.
Chair votes, Hewitt votes yes. Thank you. 10 yes, 2 no, 5 abstentions.
Yep. Okay. Again, we're out of time, but Jim Dingaman put a motion on the floor, and his motion was the Pacifica National Board seeks to craft and air several days of must-carry national programming to explore, educate, and facilitate critical thinking about the nature and causes of conflict in the Middle East. This will be organized and led by the PNB Programming Committee in collaboration with the networks and the affiliates. This will be implemented immediately. We don't have time to discuss this unless someone makes a motion to extend, and it's already 9:44.
I make the motion to extend for 10 or for 20 minutes.
Is there a second to Fred's motion?
I amend to 5 minutes.
It's a different motion.
That's why.
I second.
So I second Marianne, you seconded Fred's for 20. Okay. Are there any objections to Fred's motion to add 20 minutes for this item?
Yes, I
have. Yes, I have.
Sorry, was that you, Dingaman, and you said yes, you objected?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so
I'm going to object also, as McFadden. I think everybody's made up their mind. Let's just go to the vote.
But first we have to
vote on the extension.
Vote on the extension, exactly. So I'm sorry, folks, to do this to you, but I think we need to take another roll call vote.
Okay. So yes means you want to extend for 20 minutes and no means you don't. Go ahead, Teresa Nancy.
Allen? Teresa Allen? Teresa Allen? Can't
Sorry,
hear you.
I say pass.
Pass.
I'll say, okay, I'm going to say yes.
Adriana Casanave?
No.
James Dingaman?
No.
Dingaman, no. Allen, yes. Casanave, no. Dingaman, no. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Please forgive me. Are we voting on the full motion?
No, we're voting on a motion to extend for 20 minutes to talk about Dingaman's motion.
On 20 minutes? No.
Dixon Briggs votes no. Thank you. Fred Dodsworth?
Yes.
Dodsworth votes yes. William Foster?
No.
Foster votes no. Thank you. Sue Goodwin? Heather Gray?
No.
Gray votes no. Donna Grimes? Can't hear you, Donna. Avelia Jones?
Yes. I'm sorry. That was a no. Donna, no.
Donna said no.
Donna said no. Thank you. Donna Grimes says no. Thank you. Avelia Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Jones votes yes. Thank you. Ali Lexa?
Abstain.
Lexa abstain. Thank you. Marianne Martinez?
Yes.
Yes.
Votes yes. James McFadden?
No.
McFadden votes no. Darlene Pagano?
No.
Donna votes no. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Rhodes votes no. James Sagerton?
No.
Sagerton votes no. Sharon Salam? Can't hear you. Aki Tanaka?
No, abstain.
Aka abstains. Beth Van Gunten?
No.
Van Gunten votes no. Egberto Willis? Can't hear you.
Nancy, Egberto's not here.
Oh, did he send an, he requested an absence?
He was, he's never been here.
That's okay.
He might show up. Sue Goodwin?
He might show up.
I mean, he's never been here tonight.
Fred, please.
Sharon Salam?
Abstain.
Salam abstains. Thank you. Egberto Willis. Okay. Let's see. We have...
I wish to change.
Is that a failure?
It is. I'm going to abstain because I'm confused. Honestly. All right.
Jones abstains. Oops. Oh, dear. Sorry, my my spreadsheet just messed up. Sorry. I have to move everything over. Sorry. One second. Okay. Is that right? Three yes. Yeah, three yes, 10 no, four abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll abstain.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so the motion to extend for 20 failed. I think that means we go to a vote. And again, this is a vote on Jim Dingaman's motion, which the gist of which was craft and carry several days of programming, educate and facilitate critical thinking, organized and led by the PNB Programming Committee in collaboration with the network and the affiliates, starting or implemented immediately. Are there any objections to Jim Dingaman's motion?
Point of information.
Go ahead, Darlene.
Who's on the programming committee?
Well, it's one of those committees that is, that has a director from each station elected to it, and there are probably two delegates from every station on it. Heather could, say a little bit more perhaps about who the exact members are, if Heather.
The exact numbers as well. but Darlene, we have good representation from all the stations. And I've also been talking somewhat with the affiliates about this, but not enough at this point. So I think we've got good support for this.
Thank you.
Since we didn't extend time, I'll just go and ask, are there any objections to Jim Dingaman's motion?
I still seek a point of information on this. Do we have,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Do we have the right as a PNB to dictate programming. I thought we were prohibited from that.
I don't know that we're prohibited from that, specifically by the bylaws. I don't think we're empowered.
But this is a meaningless vote.
Madam Chair, Adriana.
Go ahead, Adriana.
We don't have, we said that we didn't set time to discuss this, and this is a way to discuss it. We pass it or we don't. We need to go to vote. If not, it's discussing allowing, you know, some questions and then go to
Thank you. I'm going to read this. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to read this section of the bylaws that I think, covers this. Overseeing the conduct, management, and control of the foundation's affairs and I'm reading from the PNB, specific powers and duties section. Oversee the conduct, management, and control of the foundation's affairs and activities, including the monitoring of the activities and actions of its radio stations and national staff, consistent with applicable law and regulations, the articles of incorporation, and these bylaws. And another one that says, ensuring and facilitating fulfillment of the purposes of the foundation as set forth in the articles of incorporation. So it depends on how you read and interpret, those phrases. Are they general enough that you can drive a truck through them and tell stations what they have to do? Will stations listen? I don't know. Okay. Are there any objections to Jim Dingaman's motion? Hearing none, we'll consider Dingaman's motion passed. Which takes us to item 5 on the agenda, which is a motion from the Personnel Committee, which is in the appendix. Darlene, do you want to?
I do chair the Personnel Committee, but I will say that this motion was put forward in the Personnel Committee by James Sagerton. So I want to know if he'd like to lead this.
Chair, I think the motion, may I be recognized?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the motion comes from the committee. It was actually written by someone else on the committee, and then the committee voted for it. I'm not sure how my name got on it, but.
All right. Especially if you're having trouble with sound, I'll go ahead and do this.
Yeah, if you could just read it, Darlene, I'll chime in on the discussion.
Let's see. I did not present this to be put on the agenda, so it isn't exactly in the format I remember we wound up with. So the executive, this was a question about who is involved in the PNB's evaluation of the executive director. And we just stuck in here so you could see the executive director shall be selected, supervised, and discharged by the board. In addition, his or her performance will also be subject to annual evaluation by each LSB, which may make recommendations to the board. And this was the point that Adriana had brought up. And one of the answers that was given to her is, whereas bylaw 7, article 7, local station boards, our specific duties and powers did not stipulate that the LSBs should do that thing. But we read it together as a group, both the executive director section in the bylaws and the LSB section in the bylaws, And we came to the conclusion that, yes, the LSBs can evaluate the general manager, and therefore, this is our the resolution, therefore, be it resolved that the PNB discharges its duty to evaluate the ED through the PNB Personnel Committee. The ED is subject to an evaluation by each LSB. Each LSB is free to give the PNB its evaluation of the executive director separate from the work of the PNB Personnel Committee.
Point of information, you read executive, you read general manager when I think you meant executive director, and you want to make sure that that's correct in the actual written text.
Thank you. It is in the written text. It's my error to have used the words general manager, which I can't seem to get away from.
Thank you.
Thank you, Fred. So this is a motion from the personnel committee, passed by the personnel committee. So we don't need a second. And I believe this was overall a 10-minute item. Is there any discussion of this motion?
I have a point of information, Madam Chair, before.
Go ahead.
What I heard is that it's not the motion. Darlene said that it's not the motion. They discuss, and that why she read it that way, because it's not the motion from the committee. I didn't, she say exactly that. It's not in a form. I didn't put it like a motion from the personnel committee. We discussed this in the personnel committee.
If it's like that, it's my statement. As it's written out very neatly and clearly, I was like, is this, I don't remember, this doesn't look familiar to me, this piece of writing. But once I then read it, it was like, oh yes, this is the motion. And boy, it looks better when somebody else formats it than when I do. So yes, sorry, extraneous comments, not at all about what the content of the motion is.
Thanks for the question, Adriana, and for the clarification, Darlene. And basically one of the things I did was there were a couple places where committee was abbreviated and some other things were abbreviated, and you know, I just in a little bit of punctuation I cleaned up, but and I just try to make the agenda have a consistent formatting, because it drives me nuts when, you know, there's changes in formatting and you think, oh, does this mean something? And it's like, no, it's just because different people sent different stuff, so it means nothing. So anyway, sorry to throw you for a loop there, Darlene. Any other discussion of this motion from the personnel? Oh, I see a whole bunch of hands. I'm sorry. I see Avelia, Dingaman, Fred, Heather, and Adriana's hands. Avelia?
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. I was after Jim, but when I asked my point of information, my hands would bring down. I don't know.
But it's back up.
Point of information. Every time you speak loudly, Zoom assumes you've already spoken and it lowers your hand. It took me a long time to discover that.
It does. And so if you, even if you're muted, your computer knows you're yakking, so you have to be careful. Okay, so Avelia put her hand down. I see Dingaman next.
Yeah, I'm my hand's down. My hand's down.
Okay, Dodsworth.
Yeah, I sat on the KPFA LSB and had absolutely zero contact with the ED. And I know that we have a number, we have five stations. Some of them are very fractious and are looking for scalps. Some of them are looking for solutions. I don't really see that there is a great deal of opportunity for members of the LSB to actually interact with the ED. That's not how this hierarchy is built. And therefore, I think inviting the LSBs to weigh in on the qualifications and work of the ED is only an invitation for us to create more long-winded pronouncements and complaints that take up our time and actually accomplish nothing. So I am kind of opposed to it.
Thanks, Fred. Heather?
Yes, I just want to say I did put the listing. Actually, I ended up putting it twice. But anyway, the committee members on the programming committee, I just wanted you to know, everybody to know. It's in the chat.
Thank you, Heather. Appreciate that. Adriana?
Yes, I agree absolutely that we cannot cherry pick the bylaws. The bylaws are very clear. The LSB have the obligations to do that. It's part of their powers and duties. And like this always work. You know, the recommendations we have come finally to the PMB, and the PMB is the one that make the last decision on this. That always was like that and always was treated like that when we do evaluation. I believe that it's a must that the LSB being involved. Thank you.
Dingaman?
Yeah, the wording's pretty clear. In addition, his, her performance will also be subject to annual evaluation by each LSB, which may make recommendations to the board. So, you know, the ball's pretty much in the hands of these to do this, and maybe someone correct me. I don't even know if the LSBs has ever done this. I don't recall them ever doing this at all. But we are bylaws compliant with stating that comment in the Article 9, Section 7, Executive Director, Paragraph A. So that's what it says. And I think that the resolution is essentially to reinforce the language of what it says. Thank you.
Thanks, Damon. Darlene, go ahead.
Yes, just to correct, it is not in the section on the responsibilities and duties of the LSB, and that is stated in the motion. Where it is found is the last clause of a description of the executive director evaluation in the executive director's Article 9 area. So it is not a responsibility and a duty. It is offered in Section 9.
Thanks, Darlene. I put myself on the stack, although my hand went down every time I recognized somebody else, and so I recognize myself. I agree. I want us to not be confused about what the bylaws say. A lawyer would read the bylaws to say that an LSB may review, the executive director, an LSB is not obligated and does not have a mandatory duty to review the executive director. They do have a mandatory duty to review their general manager and their program director, but they don't have a mandatory duty to review the executive director. And I had to be absent from this particular personnel committee meeting. But had I been there, I might have added a motion to amend to say that the PNB would only or would put more weight on reviews of the executive director from LSBs that had already completed their reviews of their general manager and their program director. But I'm not going to bother making that motion here, but I might have had I been at the meeting. Thank you, Julie. Sagerton, you're up.
I'll say it too. Thank you, Julie. I think some people got hung up in the committee on the word subject to, or some seem to think subject to means it shall be done, but I came up with the example in the with the IRS. Taxpayers are subject to audits from the IRS, but they're certainly not mandatory. They're not, they're not required. It's just you're subject to. It means it can be done. Doesn't mean it must be done. And if we've done this in the past, which I'm not aware of, but if we have, there's lots of things in Pacifica that we do that are precedent because we've done them before. But if it's not in the bylaws and it's not in some policy, then it's not, it's just a precedent. It can be overturned by a majority vote.
Thank you, James. Like I said, this is a motion from the Personnel Committee, and it's on the floor now, and we've had a little bit of discussion, and so let me see if there are any objections to the motion from the Personnel Committee, which is basically written as if it's a PMB motion. We don't, unlike the... Are there any objections? Hearing none, we'll consider the motion passed. That brings us to item, oh crap. Now the question is, did we amend the agenda before? I remember we were going to move. Yes, we did amend the agenda to move item 8 up, so it becomes after item 5. So we are now at the report from the Ad Hoc Investigative Committee. And I said see appendix, but there was nothing in the appendix because I got the agendas done before the committee was done, apparently. This is a 30-minute item, and apparently the report is in the in everyone's email. One thing I want to make sure is that we, give equal time to both sides of this, topic. So, Beth, I'll turn it over to you. But I understand there's a minority report, so I want to make sure there's time for them too. So, go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. This is a report to the PNB from the Ad Hoc Investigative Committee regarding the KPFK 2023 LSB roster as updated and amended from the previous version. Introduction, the KPFK 2023 LSB roster was first called into question on December 18th, 2022. Regular LSB meeting at which the new 2023 LSB was to be seated for the first time. The roster cited that day by then Chair Ziri Rideau differed by 3 members from that which was recognized by the PNB in contradiction to 3 recent PNB resolutions. The LSB then split over the dispute and remained in disarray until on March 23, 2023, the PNB agreed upon a recognized roster as listed in the motion, excuse me, in the report as I sent it. It's identical to the one that this PNB approved on March 23. On March 26, 2023, the first meeting of that newly recognized KPFK LSB was convened. That roster remained unchanged through the first few meetings until June 4th, one of a rapid series of irregular KPFK LSB meetings was convened at which the KPFK officers dropped 9 delegates from the roster, namely Grace Allen, Jose Benavides, Fred Blair, Marisol Cruz, George Funmaker, Ralph Hawkins, Eric C. Jacobson, Oscar Ulloa, and Paulina Vasilia. Ostensibly for 3 consecutive unexcused absences, though 2 of the meetings cited were convened despite failing to make quorum, with just 10 of the requisite 13 members present at the April 2nd meeting and 12 at the April 16th meeting, as per the approved KPFK LSB meetings for those dates. See the KPFTX archive. None of those removed had been afforded due process as provided by existing Pacifica policy for removing Pacifica committee members. They were immediately, seemingly indiscriminately, but only partially replaced with 4 runners-up, namely Mike Bressler, That looks like it's misspelled. Sue Cohen-Johnson, Doug Barnett, and John Crumshaw. The runners-up are to be seated in their ordered ranking in the most recent Pacifica election. Listed listener runners-up numbers 7, 8, 9, 10, and 13 were passed over. KPFK officers have provided no documentation or explanation then or since as to why some were seated, others were not, or how those decisions were made. Five seats were left empty, also without explanation. Other runners-up were added at later dates, also without explanation, even in response to direct requests. Of the 9 seats vacated by the officers on June 4, 3 remain empty to this day. So the KPFK LSB officers have yet to provide any explanation. This is the ongoing disorder and dispute that this investigation, report, and motion address. Points of contention. None of the 9 members removed were given advance notice or warning of pending removal after 2 absences, a notice of their actual removal, or any process by which to appeal their removal as required by Pacifica policy. All were simply summarily dropped from the roster and the LSB email list and meeting notice list by the officers. Those removed were deliberately excluded and prevented from attending the June 4 and all subsequent meetings in their capacity as members, thereby effectively denying them due process and the opportunity to address their LSB peers to challenge their removal. The officer's altered roster was challenged immediately by others present at the June 4 meeting and remains in contention. The chair refused to hear the matter at the time or since, and advised only to, quote unquote, take it to the PNB. Hence this process. Unresolved issues. When the 9 members were removed, 4 were replaced the same day by runners-up with no explanation of the process by which each had been seated, nor any indication as to which runner was to replace which of those removed. The provenance of each seat and member necessary to determine the correct order of succession of the next time, any seat changes hands, whether individually or at the seating of the next LSB, was thus lost. Several direct open public requests were made to KPFK officers in recent months for documentation of the roster of members and attendance for the year to date, listing all changes to the roster and explaining each. Such requests were repeated publicly in directors' reports to the LSB via email and ultimately reiterated as directors' inspections. The requested information has yet to be provided. KPFK officers consistently disavow any responsibility to provide anything more than the posted minutes. Moreover, KPFK officers have yet to provide documentation or other indication that those they removed were afforded the requisite notice, communication, or due process as required by Pacifica policy. The PNB has since restored 1 delegate. Excuse me. Eric C. Jacobson to his seat on the basis that he was wrongly removed as a consequence of several irregularities. It is now apparent that the most egregious violation, that he was denied due process as provided by existing Pacifica policy, applies to all those removed without exception. In sum, KPFK LSB officers summarily removed 9 members improperly, more than a third of the LSB, disregarding Pacifica policy in the process, only one of whom has been restored to his seat. They have replaced some of those removed, though not all, with runners-up, seemingly indiscriminately, with no regard for or any way to determine the correct order of succession of LSB seats. Even with the restoration of Mr. Jacobson to the roster, the seats of 3 of the 9 removed in June remain empty to this day. Summary, the next KPFK LSB is to be seated in December. 12 of those seats will be filled by newly elected delegates, but 12 carry over from this year's LSB. KPFK officers' failure to document the necessary lines of succession when seating runners-up provides no legitimate way to determine which 12 would carry over to the next PLSB. Course correction at this point is imperative before new incoming LSB, the new incoming LSB is seated in December. We dare not pass on this disorder to our successors. Eric C. Jacobson and Polina Vasiliev complete their terms at the end of this year, but the other seven removed members, Grace Aaron, Jose Benavides, Fred Blair, Marisol Cruz, George Fundmaker, Ralph Hawkins, and Oscar Ulloa all have a year left in their elected terms and are rightly due to continue to serve on the 2024 LSB. To proceed on the basis of the current clearly faulty roster would leave not only the KPFK LSB roster, but all national committee rosters and next year's PNB roster in question and the target of further dispute, a distinct liability for Pacifica in these litigious times. The PNB has the authority and the duty to act now to remedy the situation and restore order and stability to the KPFK LSB and to Pacifica. Fortunately, it's still within our capacity to do so. And there is a motion. It was sent separately, but pretty quickly after the report itself. And this is from the committee as a whole. It took some work to get here, but this is the motion to restore order to the KPFK LSB from the investigative committee. November 16th, 2023. Whereas participatory democratic process is integral to Pacifica's structure, function, and identity as articulated in Pacifica bylaws and the mission statement. And whereas open, transparent determination of the proper roster of any Pacifica body is fundamental to all subsequent democratic processes. And whereas on March 23, 2023, the PNB acted to restore order and reestablish the roster of the KPFK LSB. And whereas on June 4, 2023, the KPFK LSB acted to remove and replace more than a third of the LSB, Pacifica policy, there's a word missing, there's a Pacifica policy without Pacifica, without respect to Pacifica policy requiring prior notice, and without the ongoing unstable disorder of the current KPFK LSB roster must be resolved before moving forward. Whereas the PNB has the duty and authority to revoke any LSB action averse to the mission, purpose, or best interest of Pacifica, therefore, be it resolved that to restore order and stability to the KPFK, LSB, and to Pacifica, and to reduce liability, the PNB revokes the actions of the KPFK officers to remove and replace Grace Aaron, Jose Benavides, Fred Blair, Marisol Cruz, George Funmaker, Ralph Hawkins, Jose Oscar Ulloa, and Polina Vasiliev, and hereby restores them to their seats as members of the KPFK LSB, and that the Pacifica roster shall revert back to that last agreed upon by this this PNB on March 2023. All subsequent actions taken by the KPFK LSB or its officers based on their altered roster are also hereby revoked. I understand that there's a minority report. I would point out that
point of information.
What's the point of information, Fred?
Is this the minority report or is this the commission report, committee report? Is Beth's the committee report or the minority
report? Beth read the committee report. So,
thank you.
So Beth, why don't we let the,
I would just before we do that, I would like to state that all five members of this committee have had the opportunity to take part in all committee meetings, and most have done so, including extensive meeting yesterday and again today, and have had the opportunity to see this before I presented it now. Whereas the minority report is being presented for the first time, we haven't, the rest of the committee has not had the opportunity to review it or respond to it. That applies also to the letter forwarded by Teresa Allen from Myla Reeson.
Allen,
we haven't seen it. I would like to finish. I would like to finish my statement.
But Beth, you haven't even given the minority folks a chance to say their piece before you rebut it. It's not fair for you to try to rebut it before they've even said it.
Then point of information, please.
What is your point of information?
I would like to know why the investigative committee is seeing this piece of information for the first time only after the report goes public. Why was this information not brought forward earlier in the investigation so that it could be taken into account? Thank you.
Okay.
May I respond?
Point of information, I keep begging, but...
Yeah, go ahead, Darlene. Sorry.
Beth, who is on this committee?
Okay. Yeah. So I will answer that question for you.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
So I want to be clear about how this committee started. We passed a motion about Eric Jacobson. We needed to do a little investigation. I asked for volunteers. The three volunteers I got were Vanessa, Adriana, and Teresa Allen. I don't know what order. That was a random order in which I stated the three volunteers. That group did not meet. And so then, we were supposed to have, you know, the motion passed in July and we were supposed to have figured it out by the August meeting. And since, that group had difficulty, I went on a little rant and said, and I put Ali and Beth on the investigative committee too. And so those are the five people. And so now I'm going to turn it over to, is it Teresa who's going to lead the minority report?
I would like to say something before we start the minority report or just talking about it. First of all, Beth spoke 11 minutes at our last PNB meeting, and she has now spoken about 12 minutes. Okay, and the meeting that was called, the three people, I do not want to be held accountable. I was never named as the person to convene that group, okay? So I think the responsibility lies just with the just as well with the other two people who are on this current committee, okay? When you added Ali, he was headed for Hawaii, and I have to give Beth credit for jumping in. However, if you go to KPFTX right now and you look to see who's a member of this committee, the only person on there is Beth Von Gutten. So the notices only go to her. And every time we've talked about when we're going to meet, it's just been in conversations. And we've held some meetings, and I said, hey, I already had plans. I'm going to be at the airport. And I said to Beth, let's meet on a weekend. I'm available all weekend. But that wasn't what happened. You know, that was not even considered. And I realized that, you know, to get something on KPFTX, you have to do it 7 days in advance. But I don't want to be cast as to blame for not cooperating here. I did my research, and I didn't like the way that her motion came out, so I conversed with Ali Lexa, and we don't want you to vote. We don't want you to seat these people, so I'd like to talk about that.
Chair, point of personal privilege, please.
Go ahead, Vanessa, although we haven't gotten to the minority report yet.
I understand that. I would have said nothing had Teresa not tried to impugn Adriana and me. It was both Adriana and my understanding that Teresa was the convener. When I was named to convene a committee that was elections, I did my job. If I didn't do my job, then I would have accepted my responsibility. So however that conclusion was reached, my understanding, and I don't want to speak for Adriana, but I believe hers as well, was that Teresa was a convener. It was not convened. That is why we did not meet.
I will take responsibility here because I didn't name a convener. And so it's my fault for asking for volunteers and not asking for and not making a convener. That said, it is still the case that any one of the three of you could have convened the group.
Nope,
and then I expanded.
Not.
Now,
no.
Do not interrupt. I did not recognize you, Vanessa, and I will call you out of order, and you can say whatever you want,
but
you're not correct.
I will say what the fuck I want. You will not put this on my head.
Can we move on, Madam Chair?
What we're going to do is I'm calling Vanessa out
of
order, and if it happens again, just let me finish. You don't get to interrupt with a point of information. I am calling Vanessa out of order. And if she doesn't stay in order, then we will take a vote on whether we're going to punish her for the rest of the meeting, whether, you know, whatever that might be. So it's 10:30. I did not recognize you, Vanessa. Okay. What is the point of information? I believe it was from Beth.
Thank you. Is it not correct that this committee was the proposal of Teresa Allen? Was it not she who proposed this committee back in July when I first brought...
Stop. What we're doing here... What we're doing here
that's the question.
Is we're trying...
I'm looking for an answer. It's a point of information. It's a question. I'm looking for an answer. Is it not correct that the committee was proposed by Teresa Allen?
I do not recall that, but you
I don't remember either. And it was back in July. And so I will remind you, Beth, that when you ask a question, it's a question that you ask to the chair and the chair decides who answers it. Okay. And so here's the point. This was all ill-conceived, and we could spend the rest of the evening fighting about blame, but that gets us nowhere. And we're not going to get to your motion because it is 10:31, and we are fighting about this, and we haven't even gotten to the minority report, and we are not voting on this if we don't hear the minority report first. So I'm going to now recognize Teresa, who's going to start on the minority report, unless, Teresa, it was somebody else who, you know.
Well, let me just say that I sent some emails to the national board before the discussion of the Eric Jacobson issue, which were the minutes to the meetings that were called by the PNB-recognized group, and... there were four meetings. One was convened by Julie, hoping to peaceably get people together on the 26th of March. And then there was one April 2nd. There was one April 16th and one April 23rd. So I sent you those minutes. And I also sent you a letter on May the 8th. That was sent to the PNB and the council and several other people asking, is from Myla Reason, the secretary, saying, I hear you're discussing these eight people that
we're considering removing. So if you have any direction for us, could you please tell us that? So look for that. I believe it's, I think it starts with investigation committee or investigative committee. And she has an analysis on there, which is very, I think, very informative. So we cannot say that these people did not ask for direction from the PNB on how to handle removing eight people at a time or nine at the time. So, and then there is another one, which is the people who have attended the alternate or protest meetings from the person that was the secretary of that group, because there were dueling LSBs. So look for those if you would like some material. And I'd like to start with Avelia to say something about the situation. So can our time start now?
Yeah, go ahead, Avelia.
I'm ready, but I would also like to say that my truest feeling based on the confusions here is that this be postponed. And I don't know who that's going to affect badly, but I know it's affecting me badly right now. I have to say in a meeting of adults that I agreed to be a part of this because I care about KPFK, but I do not care to be a part of something that is not done well. So I've gotten that out there, and if you wish for me to go ahead, I was not a part of this original group. I agreed to be a part in order to get this job done. Now, if there's a reaction to that, Madam Chair, I would need to hear it now. Otherwise, I'll get going with the minority report.
Point of information?
What's the point of information?
Is Avelia claiming to be part of this committee now? Because if so, that's the first I've heard of it. And if she is, then is she being recognized as a member of this committee, never having taken part in any of the meetings to this point?
I'm recognizing Avelia.
I'm asking about her status.
Listen. What we didn't do ever was we didn't hold elections for who could sit on the investigative committee. So as far as I'm concerned, anyone who volunteers to help and figure out what's going on, because that's after all how people got on the committee, with the exception of Beth and Ali, who I said joined the committee, and I added two people from KPFK on the theory that, and two people with perhaps different points of view from KPFK on the theory that that was fair and even-handed. I'm not so sure that was. And since we didn't have committee elections, I personally have no objection, and I would like to stop with the argumentative, process-based stalling stuff, and I want to hear the minority report. And if Avelia is part of it, then Avelia is part of it. So go ahead, Avelia.
Point of order.
What is your point of order, Beth?
My point of order is that this is to be a report of the committee. Everyone had the opportunity to volunteer for that committee. Three people did. No one was excluded. Two people were later appointed without asking their willingness or availability. But for someone who has not been any part of the process, this has been hard work. For someone to have to step forward now to presume to represent a minority opinion from this committee is out of order. She's completely free to report, to present her own report as a
dilatory and argumentative.
I'm not a member of this committee.
Dilatory and argumentative.
Fred, I got this. Beth, thank you for your point of order. I'm ruling against this as a point of order on the following theory, that that in effect what you're asking me to do is to silence other members of the PNB who may have points of view. You gave the report from the committee, period. Other directors are now allowed to speak, and I am recognizing Avalia. Thank you.
Point of
Go
information,
ahead, Avalia.
Please. Point of information.
Beth, I'm sorry. Now you're just stalling. I overruled your point of order. And so now you made a point of information, then you made a point of order, and now you're going back to the point of information. Honestly, I don't believe that you
have
another question.
I have another question.
Madam Chair, may I interrupt? Beth, may I interrupt?
Is the floor now open for discussion to all PNB members, or is special, status
I'm recognizing that no, the floor is not open to everyone. I am recognizing Avalia and Teresa and Ali for the minority report. I want to hear the minority report. Other directors want to hear the minority report. So if you are against free speech, make another point of information or another point of order. Go ahead,
point
Avalia.
Of personal
Thank
privilege.
You. Do not fear my voice, please, Beth.
Point
I have
of
a right.
Privilege.
I have a right. I have a right.
Okay, so I'm sorry.
I challenge
hang
the
on,
ruling
Beth.
Of the chair.
I
challenge the ruling of the chair.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so here's what we do on challenging the ruling of the chair. We take two people speaking for, two people speaking against, And that's it. And then we go to a vote. And the vote is, do you support the ruling of the chair or are you opposed to the ruling of the chair?
And I have a point of personal privilege. I have a point of personal privilege. My statements have been mischaracterized as being against free speech. And that's not at all the case. I object to, retroactively conveying, or conferring status as a committee member to someone who has not taken part in this committee. I don't have any problem with hearing what she has to say, but to say that it is a part of the
Thank you, Beth. You've made that point already. Thank you. We're on the point of, we're on the rule, your, objection to the ruling of the chair. I need two volunteers to speak for and two volunteers to speak against. If I can't get two, I'll take one on each side and
I'll speak
we'll
against.
Stop
this. This is Vanessa.
Okay. Other people?
We have before a point of information, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, I'll speak if you want.
thank you, Teresa.
And Madam Chair.
I asked for a point of information, Madam Chair.
Yeah, I know you did. And I'm making notes because I have to keep track of what's going on here. I'm sorry. I'm trying
to
multitask here. So what is your point of information?
Madam Chair, I totally confused at this point in time because before, and this is directed to you. Before, when we have a problem with a violation of the bylaws that I brought to this board, you, without even telling us who, and asking me during three or four times, at some point in time you come up saying that you formed that committee and have a report, and I didn't even have a say on that. That was the way that you conducted when we talk about a member from KPFT that exceed 8 years. That's the way that you conducted there without even telling us. And we keep asking you who was in that committee, in that investigative committee, and you didn't put me there. But I wasn't absolutely there. And I keep asking you till one day you come up saying, I decide to put these people and these people make the decision. Was no discussion at all. Was not option for me to say anything. Now you are saying you formed this committee with you decide this for five people, and I don't have any problem listening to Miss Avalia Jones. But telling us that Evelia Jones was part of this investigative committee is a disservice of justice. This is not true.
It's not a point of information.
Excuse me, Adriana. I never said she was part of the committee. I said she was part of the minority report. Okay? That's not the same thing. And I want to hear from her. Okay. I'm sorry.
Madam Chair, may I speak on my own behalf?
One second, Avalia.
Okay, we are on
the ruling of the chair, and I need people to speak for and against. If I only have one on each side, that's fine. You get 90 seconds.
I'll speak again.
Could you say again, what is the ruling of the chair?
The ruling of the chair is that, Beth was arguing that it was the point of order was that Avalia couldn't speak because she wasn't on the committee and that we were, and so, and I ruled that, that she, I'm sorry, who wants to run the meeting? Go ahead.
It's not what I said. I have no problem hearing what
point of information
has to say. I would like to hear what Avalia has to
point
say.
Of information.
It's not the same thing as a report from this committee.
Point of information.
So we're past the report from the committee, right? You gave your report, Beth, so we're done with that. So that, and my ruling was, hang on one second, Fred. And my ruling, I think, was that your objection to Avalia speaking was because she wasn't on the committee. And so, and I said it didn't matter whether she was on the committee in terms of having a point of view from the minority report. Okay, so I want to hear from Avalia, who wanted to say something in defense of her own name before I recognize Fred's point of view. This is a problem, people. There's like so many.
I hope I can make you smile.
I'm really good at coding, and I know how you do the matching parentheses, but this is really getting hard to keep track of. Go ahead, Avalia.
Madam Chair, you are someone I respect highly, and I want to say that no one was forced or jumped ship anything. I volunteered to help in a situation where there were not enough people in town, even Beth, to work and do the job of reporting at this meeting. So I volunteered to do it. Now, that's the truth. I will easily defer to stop all of this nonsense, which is very immature in my opinion. I will defer to Teresa Allen to go ahead, because she knows exactly what she needs to say and what needs to be said. I'm so sorry, though, to be a part of a group that resorts to this kind of thing. You should be glad to hear the committee get its report made. But thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, PNB. And Teresa, if you want to take over and avoid all of this, be my guest.
Thank you, Avalia. I have sent everyone a copy of the minority report. That's not what I'm going to read now, but I'm going to read some background information. The KPFK local station board roster was ground zero for a schism in KPFK that was precipitated when some members of the KPFK LSB at its December 18, 2022 meeting defied the PNB decisions by dropping three members from the roster and replacing them with alternates. Some of those members filed suit against Pacifica for its decision to postpone the 2022 election into 2023 and postpone the term limits for all the delegates. And this was a court decision. The court ordered Pacifica to hold an election 2023 and seat new board members by December of 2023. Which Pacifica has complied with so far, okay? So
something happened at the December 18 meeting, and in her memo to the PNB on December 2nd, 2023, Beth von Guten describes the history of when the KPFK LSB met, and starting in December 18th. And that roster, a roster that didn't conform to and was in defiance of PNB decisions. Her narrative accurately describes the chain of events starting with that protest and leading up to and including the convening of the PNB, recognizing the KPFK LSB on March 23rd of 2023 with a PNB recognized roster. Julie Hewitt was there, and however, Director von Guten fails to address the fact that the protest group chaired by Zeri Rideau and calling itself the legitimate KPFK LSB has continued to meet since then, since December of 2022 to the present. Between December and March, Zeri and Bella DeSoto were removed from the PNB for cause, and Janine Roan was suspended by the PNB for cause, but they are members of that protest LSB. And that protest group has scheduled meetings, some of them on the same days as the PNB recognized LSB, okay? And they continue to meet. And they're going to actually meet this month, okay? The parallel competing protest meetings threaten the quorum of the PNB-recognized KPFK LSB and cause confusion for all, okay? There were two competing LSBs, and eight people chose not to attend the meeting on March 26th of 23. That, you know, Julie convened the meeting, then passed it on to Harvey Wasserman, and those people, eight people, did not attend that meeting and did not attend any meetings after that. I don't want to make a judgment about their intentions, but it had the effect of making it very, very difficult to get business done if someone was sick or something like that. At the July 2023 PNB meeting, Director von Guten singled out the case of Eric Jacobson, and he had protested his removal, according to her, but he didn't contact anyone else. He contacted her, so she contested the validity of counting his absence from a meeting that didn't meet quorum. And then it was brought up that in 2006, there was a PNB meeting, and they made a decision that if you're going to be removed, you had to be notified. However, that PNB decision does not overrule the bylaws. The bylaws say if you miss three meetings, not unexcused, you're out. And we didn't have a bylaws vote. We didn't change our bylaws saying they had to be, people had to be noticed, okay? So the PNB recognized KPFK LSB disputes her challenge to the legitimacy of counting absences from meetings that don't meet quorum, citing Robert's Rules of Order, 12th edition 40.6. Quote, the inability to transact business does not detract from the fact that the society's rules requiring the meeting to be held were complied with and the meeting was convened, even though it had to adjourn immediately. And they take role. This provision was directly on point, and it's a critical tool for countering concerted efforts to defeat quorum, which is what the protest LSB achieved, made it difficult for the PNB recognized group to make quorum. Nevertheless, PNB reversed that 2 weeks ago. At that meeting, Director von Guten immediately followed up with a new protest against the removal of an additional eight delegates, which she had not raised before and had not been raised by any of those eight people, to my knowledge. If there's anyone else on this PNB, maybe you can tell us if these people approached you and said, hey, we want to come to the meeting. We want to participate, because I didn't see it. The following delegates originally on the PNB recognized KPFK LSB, and I think that we as a PNB wanted them to participate, and those people that were abandoned by them to conduct business as a KPFK LSB, I think they wanted them to participate. They were notified of the meetings. They were sent agendas. They were, you know, they were on KPFKX, and they received minutes, but they never attended any meetings. So I've sent that to you. Director Von Gutten disputes that quorum was met on two meetings. However, Robert's Rules of Order says something about that. 1.4, a member of an assembly in the parliamentary sense, as mentioned above, is a person entitled to full participation in its proceedings, that is, as explained in 3 and 4, comma, the right to attend meetings, to make motions, to speak in debate, and to vote. No member can be individually deprived of these basic rights of membership except through disciplinary proceedings. So Janine Roan was suspended and has had been discussed yesterday in our investigative meeting. James Sagerton Googled, does a suspended member affect quorum? And I think a suspended member does affect quorum. If you cannot attend a meeting because of disciplinary proceedings, the fact that you're not there should not affect their ability to make quorum. So even though her absence was recorded as excused absence, I think it should have been recorded as suspended until X date. Okay, and I think 1.4, Robert's Rules, would indicate that quorum was changed, and so they did make quorum at their meetings, okay? There's something else I want to say about due process. We've talked about due process. The LSB was still in disarray, and people not attending are supporting someone currently. People who are not attending these meetings, the recognized meetings, are supporting someone who's suing the foundation, and we, as a PNB, we're stepping in it. Why would they not attend? Why not ask for an excuse absence? Whatever their intentions, the net result is obstructive and disruptive to participatory democratic process, which is what in the investigative committee's motion says, we want participatory democratic process with Pacifica. Well, I think that intentionally not attending, a block of people, eight people not attending and not asking for excuse absences, is not open or transparent and is not supporting participatory democratic process. In fact, to quote Beth Von Gutten yesterday in the meeting regarding that the March 23rd to 23 meeting, quote, no one wanted to be the one to make quorum in that first meeting and make it count. No one wanted to be the one to make quorum and make it count. Now, she's having conversations with both parties. She's attending the other meetings and the PNB recognized. And that was what she said about why those people might not have been there. Julie Hewitt called them together to peaceably move forward. And Beth said there was lots of talk. Was there an agenda? Were they going to take a role? Would it count? No one wanted to be there, the one to make quorum and to make it count. So she said, we don't want to dare pass on this disorder, but I think the disorder is caused by people who intentionally didn't attend four meetings and didn't ask for an excuse absence. Okay. Absences, according to Robert's Rules, absences from meetings that do not meet quorum. Robert's Rules 4.6 say the inability to transact business does not detract from the fact that society's rules requiring the meeting to be held were complied with and the meeting was convened. Okay. So, as to the third absence of each delegate who had not attended and had not requested an excuse absence, those persons' names were removed from the roster as they no longer qualified as delegates according to Pacifica's bylaws, Article 4, Delegates, Section 9, Removal of Delegates. Any delegate shall be removed from the position of delegate and cease to be a delegate upon the occurrence of any of the following. C, failure of a delegate to attend three consecutive local station board meetings, which absences have not been excused by a majority vote of the LSB members present in the meeting in question. Now I'd like to turn it over to Alexa.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry, but my hand will be down again. Like the first time. Sorry, it's time. Okay, we have 58. We were supposed to be out of this 18 minutes ago. If we want to keep discussing, we need to add minutes, please. And please keep my hand up.
We'll have to abstain.
Okay. Thank you, Fred. Adriana. I can do nothing to keep anybody's hands up. As Fred pointed out earlier, Zoom, and this is one of these new artificial intelligence features, it thinks because you've spoken that it's okay to put your hand down. So what I would suggest to people is you have to put your hand back up as the timekeeper when you speak up to say that we're at time. I'm sorry that that's the way the game works here.
Move to extend for 15 minutes.
I had a point of information that has never been addressed.
I second Vanessa's motion, and I'd like to finish the report.
Okay, so hang on. Vanessa's motion was to extend for 15. Is that right?
Yes.
I oppose.
It's been seconded, so the only thing we can talk about right now is the motion to extend for 15.
Yes, point of information on that, Chair?
Yeah, go ahead, Darlene.
Is this a vote that's going to take two-thirds to pass?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, because we're past...
Excuse me.
The reason why is because, it's 11 p.m. and, so we've exceeded our time certain. And so, that's why we're changing the agenda that we've already approved, in that way. So yes, this takes a two-thirds vote. Is there any discussion of the motion to extend? Dear God, I hope not. Beth,
I'll
go ahead.
I'll simply say that we're, if I may be recognized. May I be recognized?
Well, I was just calling on hands and I went, and I see Beth's hand first.
Of course you do.
Well, it's what's up for, I'm sorry.
That's a legacy hand. I didn't raise it to discuss the time.
Okay, thank you. Adriana.
I do want an opportunity to respond to so much of what
you just were speaking on the motion after you said that was a legacy hand. You can't have it both ways. I'm very sorry. Adriana.
We are talking about the motion, the 15 minutes. What we are talking about, please.
You're talking about the 15 minutes.
If I want to talk about the 15 minutes, we said that is a report. Teresa Allen had equal time compared to Beth and Gretchen, but we have only one motion on the floor. I believe that if we want, I send an email to everybody with all the reasons for all of this. And what I'm asking is, if you want really a report, don't you think that all of us, the ones that were part of this investigative committee, have the right to answer all the things that were not right? Because obviously nobody read the emails with all the explanations. But I think that we should at least allow all the members of this committee to have their say before we vote in the only motion that is on the floor.
What you would get is 90 seconds each at most. Fred?
It's now 18 minutes past time certain to adjourn to the executive session. I move that we adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion on the floor.
Exactly.
Yeah. We have to deal with the motion on the floor, which was a motion to extend for 15, which would have to pass by 2/3 for us to extend, but,
call for a vote.
It was already on the floor. So
we have a motion from the committee on the floor. That Beth already read it.
Yeah. People
from the committee on the floor.
No. Listen, I'm sorry. Three of you, or maybe it was only two, but you're talking over each other, and I cannot tell what individual people are saying. Period. Okay. So we have a motion on the floor to extend for 15. That's it. That's the only thing we can talk about. I see Adriana's hand.
Madam Chair, I already talked about the 15 minutes, and I said the only clarification that I want, that we have two motions on the floor. The only motion on the floor before was the one from the investigative committee that is a report from the committee, approved by the committee. That motion was on the floor because Beth read it with her report. And then we stopped that voting because we were asking for extending time. Even if we don't extend time, we still have in the motion from this committee on the floor. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Fred.
It dies if we don't expend time. I am adamantly opposed to us extending time, and I really think that we have beaten this dead horse into a catastrophic, horrific horror movie, and we need to let it go. This is an awful, awful waste of our time when we have serious issues to address, and I really hope that we could just shut this down by not extending time and by going to closed section.
Thank you. I see Adriana's hand again, and then Dingaman's, and then Fred's.
No, Madam Chair, I keep repeating. I have the motion.
Your hand went back up. I put it down. I'm sorry. Okay. Dingaman, go ahead.
And if we don't have time to discuss, the motion that is on the floor needs to be voted on. Doesn't matter. Without discussion. That are the rules. Mm-hmm. I want people to understand in that. Thank you.
Dingaman.
Yes, just point of information. This is really to our audience out there. There was a motion that was to implement an underwriting motion to be extended, which is complain about the lack of money. We're talking about literally tens of thousands of dollars, and unfortunately, we're not able to get that done
out
tonight.
Of order. This is not on the motion.
Please, Fred, I'm talking. Don't interrupt me, please. Thank you.
I'm not Fred, and we're talking
about Fred.
The motion to extend. That's it.
Okay. It's clear I've lost control of this meeting. And that you all are just going to talk and say whatever you want to say. So what I would actually really like to do, folks, is just go to a vote on, not the motion to extend, but the motion that the, ad hoc investigative committee put on the floor. And if we do that, then we can dispense with this issue for once and for all. We'll have our answer one way or the other. And what's the point of information?
The opposition, the minority report wasn't finished. It was interrupted. Ollie never got to speak.
No, that
is not true. Amanda didn't get to speak.
And no one got to refute.
And yeah. Beth didn't get to refute everything.
The point is that we're a group, we're a body, And if we decide, I gave this item, I don't remember how much time I gave this item. Did I give it 30 minutes? And we ran out of time. And, you know, I mean, people knew what the time was on the agenda. Yep, I gave it 30 minutes. And, you know, the body has to, you know, the committee members are only empowered to refute the points that other people make if the body votes to extend time. If the body votes not to extend time, then it is the will of the body that there will not be the opportunity to refute. So, you know, you can ask for it, but that's just the way these things go. So, okay, let's vote on the motion to extend. Are there any objections to the motion to extend for 15 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Point of order.
Let's go to a vote.
Chair, point of order.
What's the rule that's being broken, Vanessa?
The rule that's being broken is what Adriana already referenced, is that there's already a motion on the floor.
Yeah, and right, there is a motion on the floor, which is the motion from the committee. You put a motion on the floor because we ran out of time to extend for 15 minutes. We have to vote on the motion to extend for 15 minutes first. That determines whether or not there's additional discussion. If there's no additional discussion, we go to the vote on the motion that's on the floor.
That's not
understood. True. Thank you.
That's not true.
Okay.
That's, you're making stuff up. This is exactly where we were last week when we did this. We did not vote to
adjourn.
It ended the discussion.
So,
okay.
And I moved to adjourn, okay. And Ali seconded my move to adjourn.
And Julie is saying, let's vote on it.
I'm saying there was already a motion on the floor to vote to extend. There was already a motion to extend time. You cannot put the motion to adjourn on the floor when there's a motion to extend time by 15 minutes. So we're going, because I heard objections when I asked a moment ago, were there any objections to the motion to extend for 15? We need to go to a roll call vote on the motion to extend for 15 minutes. Nancy?
Sorry, hang on. Okay, extend for 15. Needs 2/3. Teresa Allen.
I'll pass.
Allen passes. Adriana Casanave.
Adriana pass.
Casanave passes. James Dingman.
Dent.
Sorry, what was that?
Extend.
That would be a yes. For Dingman.
Correct.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Dixon Briggs, yes. Thank you. Fred Dodsworth.
No.
No, Dodsworth. William Foster.
A pass.
Foster passes. Thank you. Sue Goodwin. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Yes for Gray. Donna Grimes. I'll come back to you. Avelia Jones.
No.
Jones, no. Alexa.
No.
Alexa, no. Marianne Martinez.
No.
Martinez, no. James McFadden.
Abstain.
McFadden abstains. Darlene Pagano.
No.
Pagano, no. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Rhodes, yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Sagerton, yes. Sharon Salam. Salam, can't hear you. Aki Tanaka.
No.
Tanaka votes no. Thank you. Elizabeth Van Gunten.
Yes.
Van Gunten votes yes. Egberto Willis.
No.
Willis votes no. Thank you. Teresa Allen, you pass.
Ali voted no. I'll say no.
Adriana Casanade, you passed.
Yes.
Casanade votes yes. William Foster, you passed.
Yes.
Foster votes yes. Sue Goodwin. Donna Grimes. Is she here? Let's see.
I don't see Sue or Donna.
Thank you. Jerome Salam. Okay, I can't hear you, Sharon. All right. Why isn't this tabulating? Okay, I'm going to have to hand count this. One, two. Eight, yes. Eight, no.
Eight, two-thirds.
One abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll abstain.
May I be recognized?
Wait for the vote.
Let's conclude with the point is that the vote failed because it needed to pass by a two-thirds majority. And so we are not extended. And so that means we have to immediately go to a vote on the motion from the ad hoc investigative committee.
That's not, we haven't extended time. Last week we went through this same thing.
Chair, please control the member.
I move to adjourn.
But he's asking a question. We have to vote on the motion because here's the whole point.
Leave me the section.
Voting. Excuse me, Fred. Excuse me. Excuse me. I'm speaking. We have a motion on the floor, which is this motion and the motion from the ad hoc committee, and voting does not count against time, period. So we're not violating anything by voting on the motion. Are there any objections to the motion from the ad hoc investigative committee?
Object.
I'll object.
Yes.
Okay. So can we go to a roll call vote on the ad hoc investigative committee motion?
Okay. One second. Teresa Allen.
Allen says no. Do you hear me?
Yes, I heard you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Adriana Casanade.
Yes.
Casanade votes yes. James Dingman.
Yes.
Dingman votes yes. Vanessa Dick.
Yes.
Hickson Briggs votes yes. Fred Dodsworth.
Absolutely not.
Dodsworth votes no. William Foster. Can't hear you, William.
Pass.
Pass. Okay. Okay. Sue Goodwin. Heather Gray. Can't hear you, Heather.
Sorry, yes.
Gray votes yes. Donna Grimes. Can't hear you, Donna. Abelia Jones. Can't hear you, Abelia. Ali Lexa.
No. No.
Abelia Jones votes no. Ali Lexa.
No.
Lexa votes no. Marianne Martinez.
No.
Martinez votes no. James McFadden.
Yes.
McFadden votes yes. Darlene Pagano.
No.
Pagano votes no. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Rhodes votes yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Sagerton votes yes. Tyrone Salam. Can't hear you, Sharon. Aki Tanaka.
No.
Tanaka votes no. Elizabeth Van Gunten.
Yes.
Van Gunten votes yes. Egberto Willis.
No.
Willis votes no. William Foster, you passed.
Yes.
Foster votes yes. Sue Goodwin. Can't hear you, Sue. Donna Grimes. Can't hear you, Donna. Sharon Salam.
Abstain.
Abstain. Sharon abstains. Nine yes, eight no, one abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I vote no.
Chair votes no. Nine yes, nine no, one abstention.
So the vote fails.
Motion fails.
All right.
Madam Chair?
Go ahead, Teresa.
May be recognized? I move to adjourn.
I second that.
Thank you. Are there any objections to the motion to adjourn to closed session?
Madam Chair,
hearing none, that is what we will do.
Madam Chair,
I'm sorry.
That people realize what they are doing, right? Thank you.
You do.
A disservice for the disservice that you did to this foundation.
Adriana, gospel preaching. Yes.
Thank you, Adriana, for reminding us that, you know, votes matter.
Yes, exactly.
What a bogus, absolutely corrupt process.
Yeah. Thank
absolutely.
You, Beth.
Absolutely.
The member is out of order. We have adjourned, and in fact, the first thing I'm going to do.